Work in faith above reason. Rav Lightman, please.
Well, this is our constant work, and we need to enter it. It's not simple. It's really not simple. It is against our reason, against our emotion, against our logic. And each time we either accept that the Creator is everything, He manages, He does everything, there is none else besides Him, and it is possible. Even within reason, it is possible to accept these things. However, along with it, as we accept it through the force of faith, which is above reason, meaning the reason exists and also the above reason exists, along with that, we have a great contradiction, and we need to both get used to it and also be in the degree of faith and that it is above reason. Even though there is a contradiction between knowing and faith, however, we do want to combine them together so that the Creator will hold us in faith above reason. It is something truly special. One who tastes it understands what it's about. One who doesn't taste it needs to believe that this is how it can be. And about this it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. That this is the new form of perception that is not given to everyone. However, we are worthy and capable of discovering it and thus come closer to the knowledge of the Creator. And only in such a way do we truly attain Him, and not some qualities within us that we mistakenly call faith, simple faith, faith above reason or below reason, etc. That is, what we do need to do is to continue in the connection between us, as much as possible, one should devote himself to the group, the ten, annul himself towards the ten, be zero towards everyone, my entire small group, my ten, so that I should know how to annul myself before them, and that they, for me, would truly be as an example, as a pattern, a mold, a place by which I diminish myself, I lower myself, and the greater they are in my eyes, and the smaller I am in my eyes, according to that, I can receive a higher degree in faith above reason. Through my relation to the ten, the greater they are and the smaller I am, accordingly, my faith above.
When we advance in faith above reason, how do we get fuel for that advancement?
From the group. It's mostly from the group. The group should support whatever state each and every person receives. It should always awaken itself so that the person will not forget about it. It needs to awaken the spirit that they have. The group should wake up and shine to a person confidence about the attainment of the goal. Otherwise, the person might fall and be able to get up. We, as Bala Sulam writes, many have fallen on the path, etc. And many will fall on the path. We have to constantly feel ourselves that we are going forward, trailblazing the path for the whole of humanity, because it is a new era, and we are the first ones, the pioneers, and we have to break into faith above reason, to the spiritual degree, and humanity will follow us, and we will take humanity and drag them, pull them behind us in such a way that they will not have to perform, to go through this path personally, and that it would be difficult for them the way it is for us. They will not be capable of that. Rather, they will follow us as an addition. And this way, we will work and help everyone to be the light for the nations, as we call it, for those who follow us. That's it. This is why we must constantly be concerned that each and every one will have a 10, that a 10 will be constantly caring for each and every one that exists in the 10, to care how to provide them with an uplifted spirit, awakening, mood, all of these things. And in such a way, we will be able to overcome. And if we won't care for this, then we will not be able to do anything on the path. Truly so. I will have nothing to rely on. I will have nowhere to get strength from. I will fall into despair, and I will not be able to get up. I have to receive forces from the 10. Why? Because according to the structure of the general soul, I, all in all, am the 10th in the 10. And if I'm not getting from my 9 friends, the others, let's say, whatever number there is, if I don't receive an awakening from them, then I'm lost. By myself, I cannot receive anything spiritual. Only to the extent that I'm included with them, to that extent, I reach through them in relation to my higher state. The higher state above me is called the Creator. This is what is called Bore, the Creator. And the means for the achievement of this higher degree above me is the group. If I push myself into the 10 and I connect myself with the 10, I format myself, then by that same group, that 10, where I fit in, I fit in correctly, I diffuse myself among them as if I do not exist. I'm truly zero with respect to each one of them and with respect to all of them together. Then I suddenly feel that I have ascended to the first floor, first story. This is how we do it. So this is a form of spiritual ascent. Had it as failure, or at least as some disturbance along the way, and it is truly a disturbance when a person doesn't want to connect with others, that he cannot appreciate the 10, that it's not important for him. There are people next to him. He's studying along with them. If there are fewer people, he's even happier that there are fewer people. It's as if now there's more room for him with the Creator, a greater opportunity to come to the Creator and be next to him. It's the way it is in this world. The fewer people are in a group, each one of them is more important. In a spiritual 10, it is not this way. In a spiritual 10, the more the 10 is a complete 10, 10, not 9, not 11, it means it's complete, it is perfect. But even if there are no 10, it's 7 or 8, then too, we need to relate to ourselves as a 10. And what is it about? It's about faith above reason. Look at it. Why can't we rise to this degree of faith above reason? Because we're not capable of performing an exercise where each one annuls in his ten. This is what it's all about. It's very simple. If I would annul inside of my ten, like Rabash writes in his essays about the society, then I will not succeed, because if all of our spiritual work is that all of these parts, these broken pieces, the parts that were broken of the soul of Adam HaRishon, which is each and every one of us, they should connect together. How will they connect? When they will try to be together in mind and heart as much as possible with mutual work, and by this they will make the upper light connect them. If I attach myself emotionally to one friend, a second one, a third one, everyone, then I am giving the upper light a state where it shines on it, and it creates this soldering between us. This is what needs to be done. And otherwise, we won't have a common kli. So we have no choice. The only action in the end is this one. Now we're talking about faith, about reason. These are things that we will not attain unless we do the work in the ten. And if we don't do the work in the ten, then out of our study, we'll only see how the friends will run away, because it's very hard to hold on. Out of a mere study, we won't get any advancement. We have to actualize our spiritual walking on the path between us by connecting between us. We say, faith above reason. Where is the reason? Where is the faith? Where is the right? Where is the left? How do we embrace below, above, in what form? How are we connected? The realization of all of this is between us. Between us. I think that, in general, it's worthwhile for us to go over again all of Rabash's articles about the society and make summaries from there. All in all, there are how many? 20 essays, let's say. So we should go over them quickly, maybe, and extract summaries. And later on, each time, we will remind ourselves that these states, we must keep them. Russia's article, three lines.
I'd also like to add that what we're going through now, we're going through it for the first time. For the first time, we're going over selected excerpts from Abash, who prepared this whole path for us in a very meticulous way. Every step, every single step of it, he prepared. He was a titan. He was tremendous. We cannot even comprehend what he did for us. Previous Kabbalists never wrote this way. They never tried to create rungs for us in that ladder, degrees. They didn't have anyone to write this to either. But the Rabash was right before the last generation. And so he wrote. You can see what a giant this person was, great in his attainment. We can't tell what he attained, but the way he knew how to tell it to us, how to convey it, that's... I remember how day and night he would sit in front of this machine, this typing machine, and letter by letter, he used to write these letters, and with Tipex, he used to correct, to fix what he wrote, and it would take him many, many long hours. He invested himself fully. This relates in particular to us, where he says, in order to bestow upon the Creator, we need to bestow upon others. That's why we gathered here. You see, the third paragraph from the end. And this is why we gather here, to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon man, which is called love of others, love of friends. So we gather, we want to come to the love of friends, so as to get to the love of the Creator from there. Because love is the strongest bond that can exist between all the parts of this general soul, the soul of Adam HaRishon. We need to connect them together. And then we discover the Creator in full, in order to bring Him contentment. I continue. And love of others can only be through revoking one's self, meaning that I have to come to a state where I revoke myself, I annul myself before the group. Thus, on the one hand, each person needs to feel lowly with respect to the others in the ten, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for the Shekhinah, divinity, to be among us, for the Creator to be revealed between us, to the extent that we can annul our ego and to tie ourselves together, unite as one. This is called one receives one. And although we have not yet achieved this goal, meaning that we're so closely tied that the Creator can be revealed between us and be glad of our work, we have the desire to achieve this, And this too, having the desire for this, should be appreciated by us, for even though we are at the beginning of the way, even if we haven't yet begun to connect together in order to make room for the Creator to be revealed, we have the understanding of it, we are drawn to it, and that should already give us joy, because this joy, it comes from our efforts to be tied together, connected together. The Creator is revealed in that joy, specifically. Yes. And we do hope to achieve the exalted goal. Yes, so that's what we need. All in all, what do we need from this article? Perhaps we can read it 1,000 times. The question is, to what extent can we understand what he's writing about? These are things we haven't gone through yet, but it's clear to us from these last 3 or 4 paragraphs that we need to try and establish such a ten, and to be here as it is written, one man with one heart, to connect to such an extent that there's nearly no difference between us. And by that, we will begin to bestow upon the Creator. And what does it mean to bestow upon the Creator? To make room for the Creator where, even though it's made of broken parts, we, these parts, want to connect together to form a whole vessel, a whole kli. There used to be one in the past, it's called the soul of Adam HaRishon. Later this vessel fell and shattered. And we are those parts, those fragments we have gathered. That's why we gather here, in order to create such connections between us, which will rebuild the vessel, so there won't be any cracks in the walls of the vessel. We will come so close together as to form a whole vessel. Of course, we cannot do this by ourselves, but with the Creator, with the upper light, we will. And this is actually our work, to the extent that we can connect in that manner. The upper light comes and fills us and is revealed in us. And then, of course, we will be in faith above reason, and in knowledge, and the right line, the left line, we will attain everything then, by connecting together
and with the upper light filling us. So our work is actually very simple work, to open our hearts to the whole ten and to try to connect in one heart. And then in that heart, the Creator will be revealed. And from His revelation, it will become absolutely clear to us what we attain, what we do, where we are.
The ability to overcome. What exactly is he writing about? What should we overcome in order to reach this state that we're talking about?
Our egos. How can I connect with you? With the group? You can see how many friends we have amongst us who do not want to connect to the group. They don't understand what it's for. I was with the Rabash next to him, and I didn't understand why I need to connect with them so much. I want to discover the Creator, so I came to the Rabash. I'm willing to invest my energies in the study, in whatever you say. But connection? What is connection? What is this, some kindergarten? Where we're told to hold hands and to sing some song? What is this whole matter? What is this thing? Being good children, coming to a connection, love, support. Why? I haven't felt this for a long time as related to the correction of the soul. I heard, but I didn't listen. Spirituality is such that you can hear about it, but if you don't feel to even a little, if this inner kli, inner vessel, doesn't awaken in you, you're not listening. It passes by your ear. It doesn't fall into you. It doesn't come into your sensations, feelings at all. So for many hours we need to hear such things and hear. If a person joins a 10, the 10 needs to work on each individual to explain to every individual how worthwhile it is for him to be with them, because otherwise he has no room for the revelation of the Creator, no place. Draw for everyone this vessel, this kli, as it was in Adam HaRishon, and that it shattered, and the parts of this shattered vessel, that's us, each one of us is a part, and we need to connect together to reform the vessel. So what's required is efforts on our part, so that we corporeally at least connect together, or internally as much as we're capable of it, and as we say, the Lord will finish it for me. The upper light will weld us together. We just need to connect ourselves together to bring these shattered vessels, these shattered parts, as close together as possible, and the Creator will weld us together using His light, and then all these parts will be connected into one vessel. Now, to the extent that each ten connects itself together in that way, it becomes one unit, one part of this general vessel of Adam HaRishon, which is called the Partsuf. And so we connect all these Partsufim, many of them, until we have a whole vessel. And that's all our work. And so one who is in a ten and doesn't feel that he's in a ten, make an effort. And there's nothing to be ashamed of. Try to enter the ten, go to the ten, tell them, I don't feel you, help me, work on me, give me an example of how you connect. Because anyone who's greater than his friend has a greater inclination, his inclination is greater than himself. I don't understand why I don't connect to the ten, why I don't want to connect to the ten. That means that my evil inclination is great. And if my evil inclination is great, I can be great. If I transcend my evil inclination, if I work with it for the purpose of connection, yes, even though I'm a great big egoist right now, and I find that I'm repelled from this connection, if I force myself to connect, then I will acquire a great vessel. Anyone who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than himself. No. greater than him. So, let us then understand that connection is crucial. And let's make sure in our whole big group, now we have this great awakening because of the virus, because of all these things, let's try to use this occasion, this state we have now, let's make use of it in order to unite our ranks, to connect ourselves together a bit more, and then we will feel the Creator revealed between us. Because for that we need to annul our egos in order to connect, and then the Creator will be revealed. So let's go. That's the only thing we need. Faith above reason, all these things, that's theory. It's very concealed, it's very lofty, it's sealed from us. Perhaps we can grasp something for a moment and it flees. But this here is practical work, which each and everyone can do, to an extent at least. And so more and more and more. And in this, each one helps his friend. Each one must help the others. If I'm in a 10, and in that 10, the friends, there are some who are, they don't invest enough energy. I need to help them. I need to give them an example. I need to speak to them. There are no concessions here. We must, as much as we can, in a gentle way, but with as much pressure as we can exert, to force everyone to devote their strength, their energy to connection. That's the only thing we're headed to.
In the day and in our meetings of the 10 throughout the day,
I recommend to read the articles of Rabash on the subject of the society, and even only that and no more. These articles are the foundation, the cornerstone for our whole spiritual path. If we apply them, implement them, you'll see how much we'll advance. But if we don't, all of our reading of the other texts, the other sources, it won't help. So that's what I recommend.
What is divinity? How do we reach this goal? And how precisely is divinity revealed between us?
Divinity, Shechina in Hebrew, is the power of love and bestowal. That is the Creator Himself. And He is revealed in the will to receive, which is together with the will to bestow, which is the Creator in equivalence of form. If we connect together in such a way where each one discovers the quality of bestowal in relation to the others, by connecting together and achieving that quality of bestowal, the collective quality of bestowal, to a small extent, but that already is sufficient for the upper light to be in equivalence with that quality of bestowal of ours. He is in bestowal and we are in bestowal. We are bestowing to each other mutually on the plane of the connection between us. And the upper light is above in the same quality of bestowal. And it begins to shine upon us then. And in the connection between us, we begin to feel that there is also an upper force. And so we begin to connect. From the connection between us, we begin to connect with the Creator. And this is called from the love of others to the love of the created being.
To be talking or telling stories.
Look, you can demand your friends to relate to the connection between us in an emotional way if the emotion doesn't come up yet. The emotion has to come to us through the influence of the upper light. When the upper light created the will to receive in the beginning of creation, and then it bestows to that will to receive and awakens all kinds of feelings in it, that's influence of the upper light. Otherwise, the will to receive wouldn't move. Now, if we are lacking some discernment in that will to receive, that I want to feel something towards a friend, so I have to pray to the Creator. I can't find this feeling which I don't have that it'll be in me. Where can that come from? I can only be envy the friends that they have it and I don't. And that's good, so I'm envious of them and their example one towards the other, and then I'm asking the Creator to give that to me. And that's great work, because I'm asking the Creator to give me a feeling of closeness to the friends, and I don't need it. I myself, I don't need it. So already what I'm asking for is above my own reason. It's already against my ego. It's already great spiritual work. And I don't want it specifically because I don't want it. It is spiritual work. It is above my ego, which is in this world. I already want to uplift above it. And the group, the friends, it's just... Or three last sentences even. That's why we have gathered here to found a society that each one will go with the spirits to bestow to the Creator. And in order to bestow to the Creator, we must begin with bestow upon man, which is called love of others. That's why I'm bestowing to the friends. It's an exercise. It's an example that through this I can learn how to bestow to the Creator. And love of others can only be through revoking oneself. Thus, on one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us a chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for the Shekhinah to be among us, that the Creator will be revealed in the connection between us. That's our goal, that the Creator wants to connect between us in such a way that He can be revealed. He's expecting it. He's waiting for it. And although we have not yet achieved this goal, we have the desire to achieve it. Yeah, a bit, what we got from Him from above. And this too should be appreciated by us, because we got this desire from above. This is called a spark, a point in the heart. For even though we are at the beginning of the way, even though we're just in the beginning, we do hope to achieve the exalted goal that we will connect between us in the ten in such a way that the Creator will be revealed between us, and all the worlds and all the Parzufim and all the Sfirot and Olam Ein Sof, everything will be revealed, but only in the connection between us, as much as we come closer to one another more and more. I hope you understand. Even though we don't want this, our ego is against it, just against this. But we must stamp on it and start connecting above it. Good luck.
The sublime goal of the thought of creation.
This is still a question. The whole item 12, if the will to receive came from the Creator created him, existence from absence, the Creator thought, this is what we have to create, existence from absence, except for that doesn't need anything, except for his own nature, he needs something that's opposite of him, which is the will to bestow. Then, why, if the Creator created this, especially, this is his baby. He gave birth to it from himself. Well, from himself, meaning from his thought. The thought of creation. Why is the will to receive connected to the thought of creation to begin with? Suddenly we're speaking about it in such disregard that it's not something desired, it's not good, it's low, it's something the Creator created. The Creator only thought about this, that this is what has to be. Except for the Creator, this is the only thing that has to take place. So the only action of the Creator was creating this will to receive. It's the Creator's only concern is that this will to receive will develop and live. So why do we suddenly relate to this will to receive in such a low manner, disregarding it? 12 again, please.
Item 12 again. We should understand that the essence of the creature and of creation as a whole is only the will to receive.
Only.
Anything beyond it is not part of creation, but extends from his self by way of existence from existence.
From the Creator.
Thus, why do we discern this will to receive as oviut and turbidity? And we are commanded to cleanse it through Torah mitzvot, to the point that without it, we will not achieve the sublime goal of the thought of creation.
Meaning the Creator created a bad desire, a evil desire, the evil inclination, and he develops it in total, be completely opposite of him, also in its size and in its qualities. And we need to take this oppositeness and correct it. Specifically us, as he says, we need to purify it by Torah and Mitzvot. Through all kinds of actions that we cleanse it until that, except for this correction, we won't reach the thought of creation. But the whole thought of creation we have to reach, Dvikut with the Creator, is under the condition that we correct and cleanse our evil inclination, which is in us. That only this evil inclination separates between us and the Creator. And this whole distance of 125 degrees is what's revealed more and more, and we need to cleanse it and cleanse it from, that it won't be opposite from the Creator, but that it'll be for the Creator. We turn it from minus to plus. We don't just cleanse it. We, on the contrary, we use it in opposite than the way it was created. That's our work. That we, by this, truly become like the Creator. Because we take the will to receive that he created, and he prepared it in a corrupted manner, and we correct it every time, and we work with it, we ascribe it to us, and then we, with that big will to receive, which is opposite of the Creator, that became similar to the Creator, by this we specifically resemble the Creator. We reach him. We're adhered to him.
Virus, the problems, troubles, the world is filled with murders, all those problems.
You have to kiss the evil inclination. How are you speaking about it? This is what the Creator created. And by it specifically, you will reveal your independence and reach the degree of the Creator. Without the evil inclination, you won't be able to discern anything in reality. You'll remain just like a little spark that has nothing, not a feeling, not a mind. We have to respect the evil inclination. What?
Always have this thinking that, you know, the Creator is great, so there everything is good, there's no problem, but then there's these troubles.
That's no problem where everything's good. The issue is that with it